week. Nothing else is going to tell us where we are as a team. Definitely a powerhouse on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of weapons, great quarterback, and a decent running game. So we're going to get tested from every angle.
Do you have any idea what to expect out of Palmer, seeing as how he's been injured most of the preseason?
I think most of the film we look at was from 07. Always been a pretty good, consistent quarterback. Loves to take shots with the weapons that he has on outside. So for the most part, I just think we expect him to be what he was in 07.
What about Ocho Cinco?
Yeah, a threat, whether he's short or deep, he touches the ball. You know, you have to tackle him because he's a great guy with yards after the catch. So we got to be on top of our game this week.
Can you tell what Lavernius Coles has added to their team?
Yeah. It adds a mix to where you can't put too much attention on Chad. I was able to face him a lot when he was with the Jets and I was down in Miami, so know what type of competitor he is. So if you're not paying attention to him, he definitely will hurt you.
You have much history playing against Ocho Cinco?
Not a lot. I played him once in Detroit and once in Miami.
You've been watching Hard Knocks at all?
A little bit. I think I watched the first couple episodes, but not a whole lot.
You come away with a different impression of him, perhaps?
No, I mean, he has a personality. I mean, he's a fun guy. He enjoys playing football. So, you know, I mean, I think we all know that.
Are you guys encouraged by the way the defense seemed to get better and better as preseason went along?
Encouraged, but understanding we still have a long way to go with the work. I think the one thing we didn't do was put together both phases in terms of our pressure packaging and what we can do on the back end. I think the last game was a great example of that, but as a first unit, the way our front seven pressured, I think the secondary needed to play better.
Yeah, that's always the key, right, the front seven?
Definitely. Anybody will tell you that. They're definitely my best friends.
The regular season seems to be starting a lot later this year, and you've had quite a bit of time between when the last preseason game was, and a lot of the starters didn't even go in that one. So do you feel healthy? Do you think guys feel good having that time off?
Yeah, I think guys feel good. End of the day, I think we played enough in that last game that, you know, we ran around a lot in the preseason. I think we played more than we normally would have played because the first game we went longer, the second game we went longer, the third game we went longer. So we didn't go as long in the fourth game, but we were out there. So I think guys feel good enough.
There's all kinds of preseason things that come out. USA Today had a poll yesterday that had the Broncos and the Browns getting an F as a preseason grade. Do you ever look at those, or does that fuel a fire?
I look at it. If I see it, I don't search for it. But if I see it, at the end of the day, you know, you guys have been wrong before. We know that. At the end of the day, you know, it's about what you expect out of every team. And we know we're not on anybody's radar right now. But the challenge is always the same. It's to work your way up. Regardless if you start on the top or if you're on the bottom, I think the approach has to be the same, which is every day is work.
To what extent is this a work in progress with this defense? Are you guys where you need to be for the beginning of the season, or do you have a long ways to go?
I think we're comfortable, but in terms of the personnel we have on the field, I think what we need to do is mesh well together. I don't think we've shown that yet, but I don't think we're panicked at all either. So.
Andre, is Chris Henry as big of a weapon on that offense as they have?
Yes, I think so. I think he can start for any team in this league. I think he's one of their bigger weapons, to be honest with you.